Press TV has been taken off the air in the UK. The war for our freedom of speech is now on. I've been a guest on Iranian TV. I've been a guest on Japanese TV, Russian TV, British TV. Neocons write articles and say, he's an Iranian agent. He was on their TV. He was on British TV. He's a redcoat. I mean, it's just mindlessness, but pretty mild stuff on there. But the British news is reporting the royal family didn't like reports on Press TV about their opulent lifestyle. And so it's been taken off the air in the UK. And I was talking to one UK channel that wants to put my TV show on, and they said, but the problem is the censors call, and they could take our whole channel away if we criticize vaccines. They told us, just don't talk bad about vaccines. And I'm like, well, what if you have proof? Well, just they can take our license. So that's the type of garbage we have there. IAEA to release evidence. Iran secretly working on nuke program. Kurt Nemo has that. Notice this is all coming right on time. And Representative King labels Iran terror plot act of war. Republican congressman says Obama should have troops on standby for military response. This is how serious the green lighting is. Scientific study confirms Ron Paul being given least FaceTime in debates. Even worse than Gary Johnson. I mean, Ron Paul get 3-4 minutes. The others get on average about 8.5. Go look at that article just to show you how scared they are of him. They're not scared of Mr. 999. They're like, give us those new taxes. Continuing here, House bill would criminalize satire of TSA. Go read the bill. In fact, the evil thought crime cartoon Kurt Nemo has in the article would be illegal. Also, Nemo, who's been on fire lately, I told him to make some nom de guerres or some pen names because it's like half the articles are written by him. I'm just joking. He's a great guy. It's just that but you know what? We can't find folks like Nemo. Nemos don't grow on trees. Neither do Watsons or Dykes's. Let's go, or Stevie Watson's. FBI. Records talk radio. They've gotten an intelligence agency connected group, a huge contract to record, quote, all internet broadcast talk radio and put it into a database to track all the good little slaves. Assassination plot was pushed by DEA informant. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, some pothead being lured along. But we got to have war with Iran now because the pothead said it was going to get us. It's very frightening. Thank goodness the TSA is going to ask me questions now. And I've got to sit there and please them. No fly. And they're going to be at the sports stadiums and checkpoints on the highways. And now with high school proms, TSA going down the pants. Well, hey, pedophiles need jobs, too. I mean, come on. Continuing here, Petraeus, CIA fuels Iran murder plot. Ray McGovern got a report on that. We had him on in the first hour. We had Anthony Schaefer on, of course, after that. And then Gerald Celente. What a jam-packed transmission. And so that's just some of the news that we've got up at InfoWars.com. Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.